I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 13th. A faulty ceiling fan sparked a one-alarm house fire in Quincy yesterday. Flames broke out in a bedroom of the home at 149 South Walnut Street in Quincy Point at about 7:30 yesterday morning. All of the occupants escaped safely. Firefighters quickly knocked down the blaze. The house is still livable. Security in Quincy public schools will be the topic of an upcoming Quincy School Committee meeting. The city recently hired an outside security firm to conduct a complete review of the school's safety procedures and protocols. A draft report is being reviewed by school officials and will be discussed during a closed-door meeting on May 3rd. Mayor Thomas Koch says the closed-door meeting with the school committee is important to keep security measures private. Koch says the review will likely reveal some simple safety protocols that can be implemented now and some new technology that can be used in the future. The Quincy Community Preservation Committee will review requests for over $2.1 million worth of projects today. Some of the big-ticket items include a request for $825,000 for Phase 2 of the Veterans Memorial Stadium Restoration Project, $465,000 for exterior preservation of the historic Christ Church on Quincy Avenue, $250,000 for preservation projects on the USS Salem, $149,000 for Bethany Congregational Church preservation, and $143,000 for accessibility projects at the Dorothy Quincy Homestead. The committee will meet today at 5:30 in the Coddington Building in Quincy Center. Looks like there is a race shaping up for the Ward 2 City Council seat in Quincy this year. Quincy attorney Richard Ash has formed a campaign committee to run for the Ward 2 Council seat in this year's municipal election. Ash is an attorney with an office in Quincy Center and is also vice president of the Quincy Pride Committee. Ash lives on Mound Street and is a registered Democrat. Incumbent Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico was elected in 2021 after serving 3 years on the Quincy School Committee. He was first appointed to the council in January of 2021 after Brad Kroll stepped down due to health reasons. Kroll recently underwent successful kidney transplant surgery. Andronico beat Steve Pertios to win that 2-year seat in the fall of 2021. Andronico was also a legislative aide in the state Senate. Nomination papers for this year's city election will be available on May 2nd. Quincy College has launched a new community healthcare worker program that will educate and train students free of charge for in-demand careers within the fast-growing healthcare human services field. The program has been made possible through a $166,000 workforce development grant awarded to the college by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Health and Human Services. The job outlook for program graduates is strong, as overall employment in the field is projected to grow at a faster rate than the average for all occupations. Those who are bilingual or multilingual are in particular demand. Enrollment is currently underway for the 8-week program, which will be offered evenings from May 15th through July 28th. The curriculum will be presented entirely online and consists of 60 classroom hours and 20 clinical hours. Now, crews in Plymouth battle a brush fire as experts shared ongoing warnings about dangerous fire conditions across much of the state. In a statement, Fire Chief Neil Foley said the fire burned through about 2 acres near Route 3. He said crews were initially notified about the fire around 2 yesterday afternoon. They were able to knock down the flames within about 45 minutes. Fire did prompt some temporary road closures on Route 3. Foley said off-duty firefighters were also among those called in to help. Cause of the fire still under investigation. The National Weather Service has declared a red flag warning indicating high fire danger across multiple days this week as a result of factors including wind and dry conditions. Quincy firefighters battled a brush fire Tuesday afternoon near Boston Scientific at Marina Bay. Crews in Hanover said they were battling another large brush fire yesterday on the Hanover-Norwell line right near Pond and South Streets. Work on the Sagamore Bridge should be complete before Memorial Day weekend, according to the Cape Cod Canal Regional Chamber of Commerce. The first phase of the project, repairs on the west side of the bridge, have been completed, and the second phase, repairs to the middle of the bridge, are underway. The final phase, repairs to the east side of the bridge and sidewalk, will close the bridge to pedestrian and bicycle traffic. All restrictions are expected to be lifted before Memorial Day weekend, when traffic typically picks up as people head to the Cape to enjoy the warmer weather. Check of business news. This morning, stocks retreated. The Dow was down 38. The NASDAQ lost 102. The S&P fell 16. Asian stocks were also lower. The dollar was higher. The euro was down. Oil at $82 a barrel. In sports, Rays beat the Red Sox again, 9-7 in Tampa Bay. Play again at 1:10 this afternoon. Bruins wrap up their regular season in Montreal tonight at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny at a high of 84 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 50. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, a high of 85, but turning cooler along the coast with a sea breeze kicking in tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy and 69 for Saturday, showers Sunday with a high of 57. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light southwest wind, high tide 6:14 p.m. Sunrise 6:06, set at 7:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 13th.